Welcome to Pirkei Sheshanim, Shir and Hilchos Shabbos. We're doing volume 1, lesson number 3. We are discussing the halacha in Simen Resh Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber talks about a pot of food that is left on a kira that is cooking on an open flame. And now he sees that it's burning. He wants to take it off the kira. And make sure it doesn't burn. So what he does is he takes an empty pot and places it over the kira. Now the Mechaber says that that empty pot should not be something that you never used before. It should be a pot that has been used before, and we will discuss a little bit later why that is so. And then you could put the food back onto the fire as long as you did not put the food down. The Rama reminds us that the Minhag HaOlam was that even if they put the food down onto the floor, the Minhag HaOlam was then to put it back onto the covered kira, and that would be mutter according to the Minhag HaOlam, which the Rama brought down earlier and mentions over here again. And we will discuss that one more time a little bit later. So what the Mechaber is saying over here is that you're allowed to put the pot of food back on because this covered kira now is like our blechs, and that is allowed to do chazara with the halachas of chazar, as usual, that you still have it in your hand, and it's fully cooked and it's hot, and you could put it back onto the covered kira. Now the pot over here that you're putting on is an empty pot of an empty pot without any food in it, and it's basically just serving as a blech. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that in their ovens, which had fire inside the oven, and it would get hot in the oven and also on top, and there was like a ledge on top of the oven as you could put food over there. So if you want to put food over there, you would have to put a board, and if you put a board over there, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is even less than a chazara. This is allowed to be put over there l'chatchila on Shabbos if you have food that is not cooking. For example, if the food is fully cooked already, even if it would be cold, you would be able to leave it on that ledge that was over the oven, as long as you put a board over there for a hecker that it's not the normal place to cook and that's not the normal way to do it. It's just reheating it in a place that's warm. That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses as far as their type of oven that had a ledge over the top of it, which was not a place for cooking, but if you put something there on top of a board on top of it, and then put the food over there to be warmed, those type of foods that may be warmed, like a dry food that has been fully cooked already, or a liquid which has already been cooked and is still warm from the original cooking, those would be allowed to be left over there lechatchila and do not have the tanai of chazar. In our case, where you're just covering the top of the kira, so that's like a regular blech on top of a stove, and you would have to have the halachas and of chazara to allow you to do it. According to the Mechaber, l'shitasai, the food that is being replaced onto the oven in order to do chazara has to be something that has been fully cooked, and if it's a davar yavesh, if it's a dry food, then it could be put back onto the oven as long as you didn't put it down. And if it's a liquid food, it still has to be very hot in order to put it back down. Now the Shulchan Aruch also mentions that the pot was already used beforehand and it was not a new pot. What was the issue with that? The issue with that is if you take a brand new pot, the brand new pot gets strengthened as you heat it. The walls of the pot itself are getting strengthened and you're like fixing the keli by heating it up. Because normally a pot has to be used many, many times before it strengthens the walls. So therefore, the Mechaber says you can't take a new pot because that's a separate problem. The problem is that you are fixing and strengthening the walls of the pot by heating it up. So putting an empty pot on top of the stove hardens the walls of the pot and strengthens it, and that is usher to be done. The Mishnah Berurah says that really our pots, meaning back in his days, were already fired up in an oven and didn't have this issue of a problem of annealing the wall of the pot because it was really done already before. And so nevertheless, he says, l'chadchila, don't rely on that. A new pot, even though they're already fired up in the oven in the kiln before they're manufactured and sold to you, but nevertheless there are opinions that even that should not be put on top of a fire on Shabbos if it's a new pot, despite the fact that they're already heated up in the oven in the manufacturing process. There's still a reason to be machmer on that. Only b'shas atchakis make them. But an older pot already has been heated up already many times, you don't have to worry about the problem of annealing. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. There is a chazanish that is machmir on putting empty pots onto a stove because he holds there is some level of annealing, of strengthening the pot that happens on an empty pot that's put onto the stove. Rosh Chaim Zalman disputes that, and he says there's no din of a chatzi shir, of a small amount of annealing, which is not a significant amount, and it's already annealed to begin with, so he doesn't hold there's a problem. But the Chazanish held that there was an issue of putting an empty pot onto the stovetop, and the Shlomo Zalman disagrees with him on that. The minhag ha'olam, I imagine, is that you do put a blech onto the stove, even on Shabbos, like the Mechaber says. And according to Chazanish, there is a slight level of annealing, you have to say that Mechaber holds over here that it's okay if it's very old and there are pots. And the Chazanish held that our pots, for some reason, there is a little level of annealing, which is aser. And the minhag ha'olam is that they do put on a blech even on Shabbos, like it's mashma from the pashtus of the Mechaber. In Simin Resh Gimel Sif Dalid, the Mechaber talks about a pot of hot water that is wrapped up b'hatmana and is hot, and now you want to add that water to the pot of food that's cooking on the stove. So if it's drying out and you want to add some water to the pot of food that's cooking on the stove, can you take the water that was behatmana, that was wrapped up and insulated to keep it warm? Are you allowed to take that and put it back and pour it into the pot of food that's cooking on the fire? So he says there's an issue. The issue over here is that since the pot of food is only wrapped up, many times the temperature of that water would drop considerably, and there's a concern that it might not be Yatzeh Ledesboy. And if not Yatzeh Ledesboy, you would have an issue of adding it to the pot of food that's on the fire because it's mamish considered cooking. Because you're taking a liquid that has cooled off to a point of less than Yatzeh Ledesboy, and that is considered cooking if you put it onto the fire that's cooking in the pot that's on the stovetop. So that would be an issue of mamish bishul, so you can't do chazar on that. So therefore he says, if it's wrapped up and it's behatmana, you should not put it back. And that's how the Nemuka Yosef understands this halacha. Also, the Shitas Rabbeinu Yoina also mentions that the problem is we're concerned that the water that is behatmana is going to be less than Yatzeh Ledesboy, and if it's less than Yatzeh Ledesboy, you're not allowed to put it back onto the stove because that's mamish cooking. There is a different source in a Rabbeinu Yoina. This is an Aliyas Rabbeinu Yoina in Baba Basra, and over there he says that there's another reason why not to put the water from the insulation that was in the Hatmana and put it back onto the fire, because by pouring the water out of the kli rishon, which is cooking, or which is bahatmana, pouring the water out of a kli rishon already is considered a step down. It's no longer a halacha of something that has the koyach to be mevasha like a kli rishon. And then it goes you're putting it into a pot that's cooking on the stovetop, so now it's being reheated back to the level of a Kli Rishon. So that is a huge problem, because once you pour it out and it reach and it, and it's no longer considered a Kli Rishon that has the power to cook as much as something that is being poured out of it, that being the case, that itself is defined as cooking, and Mimele would be Aser because of the Mevashel. That's how the Elias Rabbeinu Yoina adds another reason why not to do it. So the nafka mina between the two reasons would be if you have an urn that's on the fire, not Bahatmana. Let's say you have an urn on the fire. So you have an urn on the fire with hot water in it, and you also have a cholent on the fire that needs more water. It's drying up. So according to the reason that we're afraid that the water in the Hatmana would be below Yatzlat, is by being that in this case the water is not Bahatmana, the water is on the stovetop itself, and it is cooking, like just like the cholent is cooking, so they're both being cooked at the moment. So there's no concern that the water was reduced to be below Yatzlat, by so you would be allowed to pour the water from the urn into the cholent. But if you hold the other reason that Rabbeinu Yoina says in Elias Rabbeinu Yoina, that the problem is that once you pour the water out of the Kli Rishon, it's no longer the same level of heat in that water as it is when it's in the Kli Rishon, and it can't cook as much as a Kli Rishon could cook. That being the case, even if you have an urn on the water, so even if you have an urn that's cooking on the stovetop, you should not be able to add that to the cholent that's drying out, because once you pour it out of the Kli Rishon, it's already called something which is not on the level of a Kli Rishon anymore. It's only Iri Kli Rishon, so it loses its strength of cooking. And now it's going into the cholent pot, and now it's becoming again on the level of a Kli Rishon. You can't do that. So that's going to be a nafka mina between the two opinions, whether or not you're allowed to take water that's in an urn. So Mechaber is saying definitely you can't take water that was Bahatmana, because the water Bahatmana is already low, getting less and less hot because it's not on the fire. And over there, there's a real concern that it might drop below Yatzlat, so don't take water from Hatmana and put it onto into the cholent pot that's drying out, that's on the stove. But when you have water that's cooking, so then there's no concern that it dropped to below Yatzlat, so you could do that. Mashenkin, according to the other reason, it's a problem inherent by pouring water out of the Kli Rishon, it's no longer the same level, and then it's going back into Kli Rishon on the fire, so that's like cooking, and you would not be allowed to do that. Which way is the Psak Halach according to the Mechaber? So this is a Machlokes in the opinions of the Poskim, of the Sfaradische Poskim, who go with the Mechaber, that Rav Avadya Yosef holds that the reason of the Mechaber is like the Elias Rabbeinu Yoina also, and therefore he forbids putting the water from the urn that's on the stovetop and pouring it into the cholent pot. And Rav Ben-Tzion Abishol says the other way. He says that you could be mekel and you could pour the water from the urn and put it into the cholent, because he holds that that's the main reason. The main reason is because we're afraid it went down below Yatzlat, but that's only by Hatmana. Being that you have it on the stovetop over here, we don't have that concern, so he allows pouring the water from the urn into the cholent. Now, this is all according to the Mechaber, that's Machmir on this inyan. According to Ramah, any liquid that has been cooked already, it's mevushel already, even if it's just slightly warm to the point that it's still something that you would drink as a warm drink, so it's not cooled off to a point that you would not enjoy the food. So the example would be like it's a lukewarm tea. If it's warm enough that you would still enjoy it, and it's not considered cold, or if you have a soup, it has not cooled to below the temperature that you would enjoy the soup, at least it's a little bit warm. So if it still retains that warmth from the cooking, the Rama holds there's no bishul on that. If there's no bishul on that, there's no concern of taking the water that was b'hatmana and placing it and pouring it into the chon that's cooking on the kira. So that would be according to Rama. It would not be an issue of returning the water from the hatmana, which is still warm, and putting it into the pot that's on the stove. And he's not concerned about what the Mechaber was concerned about. So that would be according to Rama. Now, there is an issue now of taking, let's say you take a second helping of soup Friday night. So after finishing your soup, you want to go and take some more soup from the pot and pour it into your bowl. So if you have any leftover soup in your bowl and that has cooled off, so if it cooled off to the point that it's cold and you wouldn't eat it, so then you have a problem. You can't just pour from the soup pot straight into the bowl, because that's pouring from a kli rishon into cold liquid, which is no longer considered cooked, because we say cold, something that has been cooked and it's a liquid and has cooled off, so it loses its halachic bishul. So now it's not mevushal anymore, and you're pouring from the kli rishon from the pot, and that's considered cooking the little bit of soup that's left in your bowl. So you have to be careful about that. The way to be careful is always to serve the soup, not by pouring from the pot, but by taking a ladle. Once you take a ladle, the ladle itself is already like a kli sheni, and then when you pour it from the kli sheni, that does not have the strength to cook the liquid that is in your bowl. So mainly you'll be able to do that. Now, either the irui, the pouring from the kli sheni, from the ladle, is considered like a kli shlishi, and besides that, Mishnah Berurah says that pouring from a kli sheni does not have the ability to cook, and even in a kli sheni, if you put something into a kli sheni, it's not going to become mevushal. The only reason why we don't put uncooked foods into a kli sheni is because it looks like you're cooking. Over there, we're concerned it looks like you're cooking the food in the kli sheni, and you're not allowed to do that. So certain things, we'll learn later on, that certain things are kalei habishul, certain things that are easily cooked, so powdered things were chayshe, they're kalei habishul, and you would not be able to put that into a kli sheni because it's going to have the power to cook it. But otherwise, regular foods are not considered things that will cook in a kli sheni, and therefore you could put it into kli sheni, except that there's a gzeir drabanan not to do it because it looks like it's mechzik kemevashel. That is in one of the footnotes in the shir. It also mentions over there regarding that halacha of putting in a kli sheni, tavlin, if you put spices into a kli sheni, is not a problem because people don't cook tavlin. People don't cook spices. Spices are there to flavor the food, but you don't cook them up. So the meal doesn't look like you're cooking it. Mashenkin, a food that you put into that's not cooked, and you put into kli sheni, that looks like you're cooking it in the hot water that's in the kli sheni. That's stricter by foods than by spices. So according to that, there's no problem of taking a second helping of soup as long as you use a ladle. Now, a ladle sometimes could become a kli rishon if the ladle was left in the soup and it's been sitting there, so that the kli rishon is all around the ladle and the walls of the ladle itself are being cooked in the kli rishon, so then the whole ladle becomes like a kli rishon, so then it would have an issue of pouring it onto cold leftover soup, and you have to be careful with that. Now, there's another interesting halacha regarding adding water to a pot of cholent that is drying out. If you want to take water from your urn and put it into the cholent pot, and the urn is cooking, So it is Yatzah lettuce boy, and you don't have that concern of the mechaber of not Yatzah lettuce boy, according to one opinion, because now it's on the fire itself and it's cooking. But the problem that you have is, how do you get the water from the urn, from an electric urn, to the stove top where your cholent is cooking? So can you take the water from that urn, put it into a kli sheni, and then pour it into the cholent pot? So according to the Mechaber, you can't do that. Because once you put it into the kli sheni, then already it's not better than his case where you put it into hatmana. And it's definitely even worse because now it's in a kli sheni. You can't add that to the cholent. However, according to Ramah, who doesn't have that concern, he says as long as the water is still hot, it retains its din of mevushel, and putting it into the pot is not called bishel. So all it is a question of chazara. So the shaila is that chazara allowed when it's transferred into another container? Because we're going to see that when you transfer food from one container to another container, that might interrupt the din of chazara, and that's called pina mimecham lemecham. If you transfer the food content from the pot that was bahatmana, and you pour it into another pot, can you put that back into hatmana? Could you do chazara on that? That is an issue of pina mimecham lemecham, according to one pshat. So the question over here is, when I put it into the cup from the urn, and now I want to put it onto the stove top, l'chayr, that's an issue of chazara, where you already switched the containers. So a lot of poskim can say you can't do that. The Shmir Shabbos Kachasa brings from Shlomo Zalman or Orbach Zichrona Levracha that you could do that, and Reb Shmuel Orbach gives a svara is because when you're transferring it to the other to the other pot, in this case, when you're putting the water from the urn into the cup, you're not transferring it away from its heat source like you would do when you're transferring from one pot to another pot. Over here, you're just trying to create a way of moving the water from the urn to the cholent that's on the stove. So in order to do that, you're creating a method of just transporting it and transferring it to the stove. So you have not put it into another pot to reduce the heat as a reduction, but forget, you're trying to move it from one place to another place, and that's not called pina memecham lemecham. That does not have the chesaron of something that is going the other direction, where you're moving it from one pot to another pot, which by definition will cool it down some more. Over here, that's not the purpose, and in Mela, we don't view that as stopping the original cooking and now putting it anew onto the fire. We're just viewing this as a bridge, as a connection, a way to bring the hot water from the urn to the cholent on the stovetop. So that's just a connection, and that's not considered removing it from the stove. So therefore, the chazara is still in progress because the cooking is still in progress, and you're just moving it from one place to another place. That's the svara of Shmuel Orbach, Zichron Levracha, says in this halacha, which his father said that you're allowed to even use a keli to transfer it. Now, in this case of pina mimechem mimechem, there is an issue whether pina mimechem, what the Gemara meant in such a case. Was the Gemara mean a case of pina pineu mimechem meant that you remove the pot of food and the contents of the pot and put it into another pot? Or does it mean a different thing? Does it mean that he just took and emptied the pot and now he wants to put something into that kli rishon, which is empty? You want to put something else into that pot, and that would be forbidden. So there's a question whether there is such a concern bechelal that if you remove the contents from one pot to another pot, that's contents of the pot, whether that is considered not cooking anymore. That was not the issue. That was not the issue. The issue was in the Gemara was maybe you empty a pot and want to put something else into the pot. That would be an issue of pineu mimechem. But pinim mechem lemechem, to pour the contents from one to another, that was not the issue of the Gemara. So if you learn like that, then the food that was transferred from one pot to another pot is still considered like it's in its initial cooking, and you could do chazara on that. So that was not what the Gemara meant to say as far as pina mechem is aser. Pina mechem meant when you emptied out the pot and you want to put something else into that kli rishon, that's what the Gemara meant. So therefore, we could be mekel. So not all the poskim are mekel. Actually, poskim are machmer on transferring food from one pot to another pot to consider that like the bishul has stopped. However, the Mishnah Berurah actually is lenient on that, and he holds that when you transfer food from one pot to another pot, that does not stop the heter of chazara, and you could do chazara even in pinei mimechem mechem. The issue comes up: what happens if you put hot water into a thermos? So what you did was you didn't cook in the thermos. So you cooked the water on the stove. That's the kli rishon. You put the water into a thermos, that's a klisheni. And you're keeping it warm over there, and it's meant to be kept warm like you would do atmana. Except that Mechaber's case, atmana, we spoke about at the beginning of the shir, was you took that kli rishon itself that was cooking on the stove, and you made hatmana on that. So the hatmana is still in the kli rishon. Here, we are doing it in a thermos, which is a klisheni, and you're keeping it warm with klisheni. So if you hold, like we said, that you're allowed to transfer the water from the urn by pouring it into a cup, which is a klisheni, and then putting that cup of water into the cholent, can you do the same thing with the hot water that is in the thermos? Can I take it for the same reason? Because it's a klisheni, but it's still hot, and it's not going to be considered cooking, and I want to put it into the cholent. Is that still a valid chazara? Because it was in Hatmana, now I want to put it onto the stove, which would be okay. So in this case, Rav Shlomo Zalman argues, you could say according to everyone, it's going to be Aser. Why? Because the pot of food that is being transferred to a cup. So over there, the idea is you want to put that cup into the cholent pot, the cup of water into the cholent pot. So you're not ending your cooking, you're just transferring it. Shenken over here, when you put it into a thermos, that's not a place to transfer the water. It's actually a case that where you're storing the water in a place that you're not cooking it. It's not in the pot anymore of the kli rishon. You're storing it in a kli sheni, and that kli sheni is never cooked on a stovetop. So that's a lot worse, because over here you didn't put it there for a transfer. Over there you put it there to keep it warm, and not necessarily to transfer and put it back onto the fire. So mela, a thermos is considered like you finished the cooking and you're now just storing it in a klisheni. So that's viewed as if you finished the initial cooking, and you can't do chazar on that anymore, and therefore you would be usher to take water from the thermos and pour it into the cholent pot, according to all opinions. Except, the only thing that you could say is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you're mekel and pina, mimecham, lemecham, maybe over there you still might be have a reason to be mekel. But even that maybe is worse than pina, mimecham, lemecham, because at least when you're putting it from one pot to another pot, the other pot, you're something that could be still kept warm on the fire. Now, she'en kein over here, the thermos is not something that could be placed onto the fire. And that being the case, it's like it's viewed as an end to the initial bishul. And if you ended the initial bishul, you cannot have a heter to put it back on because you ended the bishul. So therefore, even though it's still hot and it's not cooking, but it's not considered chazar anymore. It's not considered being put back to the an original cooking, because putting into thermos is viewed as a complete end to what you were doing initially. Now, another couple of issues that have to be taken care of when you want to put water into the cholent from the urn or from another pot, there are issues of kashrus regarding the water in the urn might be considered like it's fleishig, that you shouldn't make it, use it for coffee anymore, because if it's too close, the flow of the water coming from the urn into the cholent, if you're doing it directly, like it's going to maybe be considered connected through the flow and the steam that's rising from the cholent if it's too close. And the mele, the water that's left in the kettle, would be an issue of making, using it for hot coffee and pouring milk into that coffee. That would be an issue of basar and cholov that you have to keep separate. That's one issue. So it can't be done at too close a proximity. Another issue is if you're pouring the water with a force into the cholent pot, there's an issue called magus. Magus is that you're not allowed to stir even a fully cooked pot of food that's in the kli rishon, and especially when it's on the fire, because by stirring it, it might be causing certain parts of the food that might not be cooked so well, and it might help to cook that better as you're stirring it. So when you're pouring water into the cholent with a force, so then that force stirs the cholent and does the same thing like hagasa when you do it with a spoon. When you do hagasa with a spoon, you're stirring it and it's causing maybe parts of it to be cooked better, things that didn't get cooked so well. Likewise, when you're pouring the water, so you have to pour it gently. You have to pour it gently into water so it does not stir the whole cholent all around. So you could pour it in gently and let it seep in, and that would be okay. So that's another concern that we have to be worried about when you're pouring the water from the kettle or from the urn into the cholent pot directly. A third issue you have to make sure is regarding taking the cover of the pot off and then putting it back on. So if you do that when the food is on the fire, there could be a problem of hagasa, because we say when you put the cover of a pot onto the pot, the steam inside of it now circulates and goes round and around in the pot itself, as opposed to just escaping from the top. So now you are adding to the heat of the pot and causing it to cook better, which is similar to hagasa. So what's the eitzah for that? So there are two eitzahs. Either you go with Igros Moshe, who says that as long as you don't remove it completely from the pot and the pot is still left on halfway, and then you could pour the water into the open part and then recover it again, that would be one way of doing it. Or if you want to remove the whole cover, you could remove the whole cover, and then while you're holding the pot off the fire, cover it up again and then put it back onto the fire, and that would not be an issue of hagasa, because it's not being done on the fire. And when it's not being done on the fire, that's not an isser of hagasa, as explained in the halachas of hagasa, that hagasa is really just a chumra ba'alma, and therefore when it's off the fire, we're not machmer on covering it. Once it's covered, you could put it back onto the stovetop, provided you have all the necessary tenoyim, necessary conditions for doing a proper chazara. The next part of the shiur moves on to Sif Hay. And Sif Hay talks about putting one pot of food onto another pot of food. And over here, we are much more lenient. The Mechaber is allowing us to put one pot of food onto another pot of food that's on the stovetop. Even when the bottom pot of food is directly on the kira, I am allowed to put another pot of food onto that pot that's cooking on the fire. Now, the issue is, why is this not a contradiction to what was said in Sif Gimel? This is the big problem. In Sif Gimel, we said, according to the Mechaber, you cannot put a pot of food onto a pot, an empty pot that was placed onto the kira, unless it is still very hot and you did not put it down. In Sif Hay, he says you could take one pot of food and put on top another pot of food, and he doesn't make these conditions of having to put the pot of food only if it's hot and he didn't put it down. Over there, he allows you to put lechatchila on top of the other pot of food that's cooking. Now, let me just clarify that the pot of food that he's putting onto the other pot of food, if it's a liquid, if it's a davar lach, then it's talking about where it's still hot. But over there, it doesn't matter if it was put down on the floor. The mechaber allows you to put it onto the other pot of food that's cooking. So there's no din of bishul, and because the pot is still hot, the pot of food is still hot, and there's no din chapram chazar, because the mechaber all of a sudden is not concerned about chazar when you're putting onto another pot of food. If it's a dry food, then even if it's cold, there's no bishul on it. And over there, you're allowed to put it onto the pot of food that's cooking over there. That's how it seems from the Mechaber in Sif Hey, which is in stark contrast to what the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, that you could only put it back if you didn't put it down, and it's still very hot. So how do we resolve this apparent contradiction between Sif Gimel and Sif Hey? This is a major problem that the Gedolei HaPoskim and the Shulchan Aruch already dealt with. So number one, the Magen Avraham is the one who says there's going to be a difference between the two halachas depending on what kind of food you're putting back. So he understands Sif Gimel that says you could only put it back if you're holding it and it's still hot is talking about a kind of food that is a davar lach. So he learns Sif Gimel is a davar lach. And davar lach is stricter than a davar yavesh, because a davar lach, if it would cool off, it loses its halachic bishul, and putting it back onto the stovetop would be in bishul d'oraisa. So therefore, over there, he does not allow you to put it back onto the empty pot, which is covering the kira, because by davar lach, we have to be more machmer. It's only if you're holding it still and it's still very hot. But if you would put it down to the floor, you would not be allowed to put it back because it's not chazar anymore because you put it down to the ground. And being that it's a davar lach, we're more makbid because possibly a davar lach could lose its quality of bishul if it gets cooled off. And then putting it back on is an iser derais of cooking. So you're more machmer over there. In Sif Hey, he's less machmer. You could take it from the floor as long as it's still warm. It's talking about not a davar lach, it's talking about a davar yavish. So the truth of the matter is davar yavish, even if it's cold, you can put it back. And what's the reason? Because the davar yavish, even when it's cold, it's considered mevushal. It's not a problem of losing its quality of bishul. It's still considered mevushal when it's cold. Putting it on is just a matter of chazara, but you don't have to have a problem with chazara because once you put it onto another pot, it doesn't look like you're cooking. That's not how you normally cook. And mela, if that's not how you normally cook, so then you could put it back even though it was on the floor. And it could even be cold. That is one pshat. The Dogel Mervava, which is the Pirish on the Shulchan Aruch, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch from the Noida Behuda, he wants to make a difference between the type of food that's cooked and the type of food that is baked. In Sif Gimel, your machmer, that he still has to be holding it, has to have all the conditions of chazara, is because we're talking about a type of food that is cooked on a stovetop. So the type of food that's cooked on a stovetop, you have to have the tenoyim, the conditions of chazara. And if you put it down, you can't put it back onto the stovetop. In Sif Hey, the mechaber is talking about something called a panadis, which is basically a meat knish, a meat burekas. So there's dough that's wrapping up the meat, and it's a dry item, and it's also something that you don't cook on the stovetop. So being that it's not cooked on the stovetop, it doesn't look like bishul, and it's not bishul because it's a dry item that's already been mevushal. So to put that back onto the other pot is not a problem, even if it's coming from the refrigerator, because it doesn't look like it's cooking, because that's not where you cook a berekas. You don't cook a berekas. A berekas is baked in the oven. That's the type of thing that's baked in the oven. You can put onto the other pot, even if it's dry and cold, and it was from the ground or from the refrigerator, it doesn't matter. Okay, so that's the Dogel Mervaba's way of resolving the stira. The final pshat is the Prima Gadim's pshat, that the difference between the two is, in the case of Sif Gimel, you took an empty pot and you covered the kira. So basically, all you did was cover the open kira like we do with a blech. If it's a blech, so you have to go with the conditions of Chazara. It's just a blech covering the kira. What's with the pot of food in Sif Hay? The pot of food in Sif Hay, there's a pot cooking on the kira. So there is food in the pot. And there's food in the pot cooking the kira, and now you're putting another pot on top of that. That's already totally removed from the kira, has no semblance of bishel. All the you're doing is just keeping the food warm over there. You're keeping cooked food warm over there. It doesn't give the appearance at all that you're cooking. If you just have a blech, okay, so then that could be you're cooking like that. You want to have not such a high, strong flame to cook it, and you're cooking like that. But over here, you have a pot of food cooking on the bottom, and you're placing another pot of food on top of it, so that already is not like cooking on the kira at all, and therefore over there, as long as there's no problem of bishul on the food that you're putting there, so let it be something that is a davar yavish, which is cold, or if it's a davar lach, which is still hot or warm, when there's no bishul on that, so there's no conditions of chazara over there, and you're allowed to put it on top of that other pot that's cooking, and there's no problem of chazara whatsoever. So halacha lemaisa, we follow the opinion of the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim's chilek was there's a difference between putting an empty pot to make, which is like a blech over there, you need the condition of chazara, and a pot of food that's cooking on the fire, and you're putting another pot on top of it, that is now totally not like cooking on the kira, and you're allowed to put anything over there that's allowed to be reheated, anything that doesn't have any problem of bishul, you could put it over there. And that's how we paskin. The shaila is, what if you have an empty pot on the bottom, and it has a lid on it, so not like you're taking empty pot, like in Sif Gimel, the empty pot is like a large pot, and then you would put the other pot into that large pot and put it there, so it's just serving like a blech. But over here, you have the whole pot on the stove, and you have a lid on top of it, and on top of the lid, you put another pot of food. Is that also enough, or does it have to be food in the bottom pot? On the one hand, you could say, I don't need food on top of the in the bottom pot because that's not how you cook on the kira. This is one pot on top of another pot, so it's not considered cooking on the kira. But the Chazon Ish has a different problem. The Chazon Ish says if you don't have food in the pot, the Metzius is that that pot will get much hotter than when you have food in a pot. When you have food in the pot, the heat transfers to the food that's in it, so the walls of the pot don't get so sizzling hot. Mashenkin, if you take an empty pot and leave it on the fire, you know it's going to be terribly, terribly hot. Very hot. It's like mamish on the fire. So that's more like putting it straight on the blech, because that has such a high intense heat. It's not going into any food because it's an empty pot. So even if you put another pot of food on top of it, that's tantamount to putting it on the kira with a blech, and that's usur if you don't have the conditions of chazar. So that's the Chazon Ish's opinion on the matter. Other paiskim hold that it's enough just to put an inverted pot on top of the stove, and then or a pot with a lid on top of it, and put another pot on top of it would be okay. So that would be okay if you except according to Chazon Ish, it's not good. Likewise, some people are makel according to the other opinion, which does not agree with the Chazon Ish. They take, if you have a blech on the stovetop, and then you take a, let's say, 9 by 13 and turn it upside down, and you want to warm something up on top of that 9 by 13. So that's basically the Machlokes Chazon Ish and the Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether that's considered like the case in Sif Hei that the Prima Gadim says, you don't cook like that, and that's okay to do even without the conditions of Chazara. So that is a nafkamina between the two opinions. According to Chazanish, being that there is no food in that inverted 9x13, so that's just like making a thicker blech, and you can't put things from the refrigerator, even though they're dry and fully cooked, and there's no bishul on it, you can't take things like that and put them onto this inverted tin. As opposed to the other opinion is that it's a pot on top of another pot. You don't cook like that, so it's like putting the food on top of a pot that's cooking on the fire. So you could do that. For practical purposes, if you have frozen challah that you want to warm up, you could put it on top of the lid of your urn, because that's mamish one pot on top of another pot. You're putting the food on top of a pot that's on the bottom. That is, should be good according to everybody. And besides the fact that you also have the halacha that you don't bake challah on top of urns. That's also like the Dagul Mevav. That's also accomplished that you're covering that angle of the Dagul Mevav. If you want to put a schnitzel on top of your urn, number one, you got to be careful because it's fleishiks, and your urn is probably you want to use not just for fleishiks. Besides that, let's say you put aluminum foil over there, and you want to put a dry piece of schnitzel to warm it up on top of your urn or on top of another pot, so that you would be able to do if there's food in the pot, and that's okay, because everyone holds like the Sif Hei where it says where there's food cooking in the pot underneath it, then you could put something on top of that to warm it up, as long as there's no problem of bishul. So you have a cold schnitzel which is already cooked, even though it's cold, but it's a double yavesh, you could put it on top and cook like that. There was this type of a blech that someone came up with to use a Shabbos, a blech to allow you to do chazara even from the refrigerator. Meaning, they created this blech that had a cavity in it. Inside the cavity, there was water. And now, whatever you put on top of the blech, they held, was considered like putting it on top of another pot. So they held that you would be able to do chazara from dry foods from the refrigerator onto this blech. Now, when this came out and was marketed, a lot of the rabbanim were against it. And I think the main reason they were against it is because the water that's in that cavity of the blech is really not viewed as a pot of food that's cooking on the stovetop. Basically, it's a blech which is being heated with the water, and through the water the top blech is also being heated. So it's viewed more as a single source for the upper part of it to cook or to reheat. And it's not viewed as putting food on top of another pot, because it was designed in a manner that it looks like a regular blech. And therefore, I think that was the problem, and people were getting confused. They were putting things over there from the refrigerator, which, if we hold it's not considered like a pot of food cooking on the stovetop, would be an isser. Also, I think, in general, people didn't make that distinction. They would put davar lach. Also, that's tam is a concern that people might not understand how to use it. But that's besides the point. But that was the issue over there. The issue over there is that considered like putting food on top of one pot on top of another pot? Or they said that's not really considered a pot of food. That's considered like just a different kind of blech, and therefore you can't put any food on top of it unless you have the halachas of chazara.